Hey Stu, my name's Dan. I run a CrossFit gym in the UK. Just come across your content in the last 6 months or so. Loving it, trying to implement what I can.
Well, thank you, Dan. That means a lot.
I just have two questions for you. Crazy busy at the moment, which is a great thing. So my evening classes, ways to get around that, more coaches per class. So.
Okay, so the first thing I heard is you're crazy busy, right? You've got a ton of people in there. Your classes are getting packed. This is a good problem to have. If you haven't seen any of my operational capacity videos, I'll link that shit down below. You can only have so many people in there, right? So you probably didn't work the math ahead of time, but we need to work the math where the prices are high enough that the revenue you generate per class supports the limitation. You've hit a ceiling, it sounds like. You've kind of hit your limit, and you're talking about, I'm going to add in another coach. Well, that's great. That'll give a better coach-to-athlete ratio, which will give better quality control. It doesn't fix the problem. It doesn't allow you to add more people to the class. If you're physically limited in a class, like Stu, we're out of equipment, we're out of square footage, then we need to make the price higher. If it's, I still have room, but my quality is going down, then yes, you need to increase personnel and coaches. Here's the thing. You are not limited by how many clients you can charge. Your merchant processing company would allow you to charge a million different credit cards or bank accounts. A million. But you can't fit a million motherfuckers in your building. Now, can you, Dan? The limitation is the building, and the math and the economics have to be reverse built around that. And I'm assuming that's where we're going on this next question. Let's keep listening.
My early morning classes, fully booked for the next 2 weeks, trying to get a second coach for a 6 a.m. Not so easy as an evening.
So your 6 a.m. classes are slammed even more than your evening classes, and you're having a hard time finding that extra coach to add quality control. You're having a hard time finding a coach because my guess, I don't know, but it doesn't sound like you're offering a full-time position with a livable salary and wage and maybe, you know, insurance and benefits and all the bells and whistles that a proper profession would come with. You're probably just offering a class, right? Like, why the fuck would anyone want to come in and coach your one or two classes in the morning for 25 bucks or pounds or whatever the fuck you have over there? Like, if you had a profession, if you had an actual salaried full-time position for somebody, I don't think it'd be hard for you to find coaches whatsoever. CrossFit has created a huge surplus of individuals who would love to coach. Unfortunately, there's not enough to meet that demand of professionalized facilities that can afford to pay them a proper livable wage. So I think if you fix the offering and not just look for, oh, I just need someone extra in the 6 a.m., I'm having a hard time. Well, yeah, you're not going to get a great commitment out of someone, you know, at an hourly rate. You need to professionalize someone and bring them in full time, and then you can put them wherever the fuck you want because you own them 40 hours a week. Now, let's see where else this is going.
Secondly, I am...
By the way, Dan, you're a curly-headed fuck, and I like that.
Back to raising my prices. I've done it before. I have no issue with it. I have no backlash. As you tell everyone, thinking about doing a video when I do it, not justifying it, but hey guys, prices are going up, a few reasons why. Should I?
No.
Or no?
No.
Appreciate your time. Take care.
Now, maybe you have a level of charisma and theatrical presence that I'm not seeing in this video, but brother, you don't have the screen presence to make a video that is going to get that tone across. Here's the issue. When we type an email, there is no tone. That's why video works so well. When someone writes a blog article, it's hard to understand their tone. Are they serious? Or are they being facetious? Are they joking around? Or are they being a smartass? Video fixes all that. You're able to instantly tell the tone of someone's intent, of what they're saying, all that stuff. Just based on this isn't fair for me to judge you on. Based on this, you're not winning any fucking, Oscars or awards here. I would stay away from the video. And again, I could be 100% wrong. But here's the other reason why. It doesn't need to be emotional. I do phenomenal on video because I say some pretty fucking harsh shit, but I come at it with a certain level of emotion and then wrap it up and fucking I truly care about the micro gym owner. Like, if I just typed all the things that I said in these videos, everybody would hate me instead of just most people, right? Like, it's one of these things that, like, I need the emotional exchange. I need people to feel that I'm serious and I'm passionate about where I'm coming from. A price raise doesn't deserve it. A price raise, I know it's so astronomical to us as businesses, it literally isn't it isn't deserving. It's not deserving of a video. If you were, I made a video, it was a joke video, and maybe I'll cut it in here. I made a joke video when I told all my members I was opening up a new location. I joked around and made a video telling them I was going to shut the gym down and I was closing the business. And then, prank, we're opening a new facility. Like that, when again, I needed emotion on that. A price raise doesn't deserve it. It's a fucking email. Guys, it was this, it's now that. Gym owners get too emotional when it comes to this raising price as well. And I know you said you don't want to justify it and all that, but you want to put enough emotion in and you want to give it this touch, you know, this heart touch, personal kind of thing. Like, guys, I know this is going to be really upsetting. Like, it's not. The price raise isn't as upsetting as you think it is. Like, nobody cares. This amount of people of your membership are going to care, and fuck them. All right, you don't need them anyway. You need to purge them anyway. Apparently, you got enough motherfuckers in there. Those people got to leave. So don't do a video. It's not deserving of it, all right? If you know, maybe you were stepping down, right, and someone was taking over. If a coach left and it was something like they had a family tragedy, it wasn't like a personal issue, like there was some family tragedy and you were going to be helping them out or you wanted to start a fundraiser or whatever, maybe that would get a video. If something happened to you and your family and you had to explain to them why the gym's going to be shut down for a month, maybe that would have a video. But a price raise? A fucking price raise? I think of price raises like I think of turning the lights on and off of my gym. It fucking happens. Like, it just, it's a thing. There's no emotion tied to it. I know that's so hard in the beginning, but once you do this thing once, and you said you've done it a bunch of times, so I don't understand why all the fucking dedication to a fucking video. Bottom line, don't do a fucking video. Just do it. Just send your message out, raise the fucking prices, and move on. Anyway, Dan, I hope this stuff helped for you. I hope anyone watching this has fucking helped. If you have any questions, please comment below. Let me know. And any of you guys over in the UK, you've got questions and things like that. I love your fucking accents and your curly fucking hair. Fucking send them over. Peace.